Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning will be taken from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble. So as I said before, we are doing things a little bit differently this morning. I'm going to begin the sermon, do the introduction here and now before we get into our readings, and then we'll finish the sermon later on. In addition, as I described before, we're going to be reading from Daniel chapter 4 as our first two readings for today, replacing the ones that are listed in your bulletin. Now, the thing is that Daniel chapter 4 may be a chapter that you're not real familiar with. It's not in our appointed readings for Sundays anywhere. Maybe you came across it in a Sunday school lesson sometime along the way. Or, of course, if you read your Bible on your own, you will have read it. But it's not necessarily a story that we are all very familiar with. And so, again, it's going to be important that we read that, and we want to read the chapter in its entirety this morning. But before we get started with that, I want to throw out a name for you. Bernie Madoff. Now, it's been 10 years. I don't know if you realize that. It's been 10 years already since he pleaded guilty to security fraud, and he's serving a federal prison sentence right now. But his story is really a tragic one. Bernie was incredibly wealthy. He had a 10,000 square foot penthouse on Lexington Avenue in New York City. He had a yacht that was worth $7 million. He had a jet that was $24 million. He had houses in France and Montauk down in Florida. He had just about everything. Everybody wanted to know Bernie and be with Bernie until 2008, when it all came crashing down. And suddenly, we found out it really wasn't what it seemed to be, because it was all a Ponzi scheme. And of course, then eventually he pleaded guilty for that. We might ask the question, well, why? Why did Bernie do that? Why would anybody do that? And one biographer suggested that it was status, that he was addicted to status, to being lifted up in front of people. That when he was younger, he was spurned by some. He didn't always get what he thought he should get. But one thing that he was good at was making money. And he began a career, and he was doing well. But it wasn't good enough. You know, he wanted to be recognized, exalted, and lifted up. And so he did this Ponzi scheme thing. And he was getting what he wanted, and he exalted himself. For 20 years, he got away with it. But perhaps one thing that Bernie didn't understand was the promise of God that we are talking about today, that God opposes those who are proud and gives grace to the humble. And so that's what we're doing today. We're continuing our sermon series on building on the promises of God, and today we are coming to this promise, something that you can build your life upon. God says that he gives grace to the humble. I would say that Bernie's fall was of biblical proportions. That's probably pretty close to the truth, except that there is another example in the scripture of one who fell even further. And that's King Nebuchadnezzar, recorded in the early chapters of Daniel. And before we get to the reading this morning, let me just fill in a little bit of the background here. That he was the king of the Babylonian Empire. And he was the king, the ruler, in 605 BC. And if you remember, that was the year that Jerusalem fell and the temple was destroyed. And so many of the people then were carried away into captivity, those who were left. And yes, it was all under the reign of King Nebuchadnezzar. He was a great man, indeed. He was the dominant figure in world history at that time. There was no kingdom that was greater than the Babylonian Empire. and he was at the top of it all. He defeated all of his enemies. He brought a time of peace and prosperity to the empire, and he did some building. His city of Babylon was incredible. You know, they talk about that the wall was so thick that you could drive two chariots, each drawn by four horses, side by side, down the top of this wall. Quite impressive. And the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, one of the seven ancient wonders of the world, yeah, that was King Nebuchadnezzar. So you can begin to see, you know, what position he had. And yet he was one who was seeking to exalt himself as well. And so if you go back to Daniel chapter 3, there you see the story of how he built a 90-foot golden statue of himself. Now, you think about 90 feet. This church, about 33 feet, you know, to its peak. So just about three times as high as what our church, big statue, huh? All right, so, but everybody was supposed to bow down. Bow down to him and before this statue. But there are three who would not. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he was so angry that he told his servants to raise the temperature of that furnace seven times what it normally is. And he threw the men in. But when they came out, unharmed, without a single hair on their body being singed, you think it would have sent a message to him. And it did. He was impressed for a little while, but obviously not enough, because the story continues in Daniel chapter 4. And interesting, as you're going to hear, it's Nebuchadnezzar himself telling the story of his great fall. So at this time, I invite Norm to come forward, and we will proceed with our readings.